Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph, on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Kotzar V'tochan, if one did two malachas on Shabbos B'shoigig, the first one was Ktsira, he harvested, for instance, he harvested grain. So that was the first malacha, Katzar, and then V'tochan. He did Tchina. So he ground the grain, he harvested, and ground it. Kigur Geras. So he did it with the amount of the grain which equaled the volume of a Gergeras, a dry fig. As Rashi says, this is the shear from malachas which pertain to foodstuffs, to oichlim. So he did two malachas, Ktsira and Tchina. He did it b'shgoga. What type of unawareness was this? B'shigigas Shabbos. He was unaware of the fact that today is Shabbos. V'zot the melachis, although he had full knowledge that these are regarded as melachis on Shabbos, nevertheless, he was unaware of the nature of the day. So in this case, he would be liable to one carbon, one chatas, as a result of this single unawareness, the shigigas Shabbos, which forms the basis for both malachis. So this was the first set of malachis, Ktsira and Tchina, with Shigigas Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, B'chazar, he proceeded and repeated, V'kotzar V'tochan, he did another Ktsira and another Tchina, K'gergeres, but this time, the Shkaga was reversed. It was B'zadin Shabbos, he was fully aware of the fact that today was Shabbos, V'shigigas Malachis, but unaware that these are Malachis. So we have two sets of malachis. We have a ktsira and a tchina that were done b'shigigas Shabbos. We have a ktsira and a tchina that were done b'shigigas malachis. They were both shkagas, but of slightly different nature. Now, we must keep in mind that both of these sets were done in one lapse, behelim achas. We're going to have this term, this theme recurring in our daf. Behelim achas means that two activities, two ma'isim were done within one time period, within one uninterrupted, continuous unawareness. That's called behelam echad. Now the halacha is that if one would do a malacha twice, behelam echad, for instance, a ktsira and another ktsira, without having any awareness in between that he did anything wrong, only after the second time does he discover his mistake, he will only be chayav one chatas. Similarly regarding achilas, if a person eats chaylev, and another chaylev, behelam echas, only one chatas is required. So once again, we have two sets of events here. We have a ktsira and a tchina, and another ktsira and a tchina. What happened afterwards? V'noy deloy, he discovered the first set. V'noy deloy al ktsira tchina, shel shigigas Shabbos, v'zad ha-melachis. He became aware of the fact that he did the first set of melachis, the ktsira and a tchina that were done, due to the Shigigas Shabbos. As Rashi points out, he was actually mafresh a carbon. He knew that he's chayv a chatos. How many chatos? One chatos. Because both malachis, the ktsir and the tchina of set number one, were based on a Shigigas Shabbos, and on a single unawareness, which results in a single chatos. So he was mafresh one carbon to be mechaper on the first set of malachis. V'chazar v'noy deloy. And only afterwards did he become aware of the second set, Al Tzira Val Tchina Shel Zodin Shabbos V'Shigigas Malachis. So only afterwards, after he was ready mafresh the carbon for the first set, did he discover the fact that he also did a second set of Malachis. So what happens now? Says the Gemara. Actually, they all can be included in the same carbon. Why? Ktsira Gereres Ktsira. Ktsira of set number one is geirer. It draws, it drags along, it includes within its kapara the ktsira of set number two, because they're both connected, they're both related, they were both done behelam achad in one lapse of awareness. So since they're behelam echad, they require only one kapara. Utchina geirer tchina. The first tchina will be geirer, will drag into it the second tchina, and included in its kapara. So once again, the carbon, which was designated, which was hufresh, for the sake of the first set of Ksira and Tchina, will also cover the second set, which will be included in the first set since they were all done by Helamachas. Avol says the Gemara, but Noida Loyal Ksira Shel Zodin Shabbos B'Shigigas Melachas. What about if the reverse happens? So he did the two sets of Melachas, but then discovered the Ksira of the second set. He first became aware of the Ksira of the second set, the Ksira number two, the Ksira that was done with Shigigas Melachas. And he's mafresh a carbon for that Ksira. Now he needs to have a separate carbon for the Ksira, for Ksira number two, and for Tchina number two, since, let's remember, those Melachas do not really join, they do not combine under one banner, since they're both separate Shgagas. The second set was done with the Shagig of Melachas. Each Melacha has its own Shagig and requires its own Chatas. So in this case that he discovered Ksira of the second set, Ksira number two, and was Mafresh Chatas for that Ksira, what is going to happen now? Says the Gemara, Ksira gereres Ksira. So Ksira number two actually drags along Ksira number one, because they were both done Behelam Echad. And Ksira number one is included in the Kapara of Ksira number two. Not only does Ksira number one get dragged along and included in to the Kapara, it's actually going to drag along also Utchina She'ima. The Tchina of set number one, which is a partner, which is related to the Ksira number one. Since let's remember that the Ksira and Tchina of set number one are very much bound together, bound to each other, since they're both resulting from a Shigigas Shabbos. There's one underlying root cause here, the Shigigas Shabbos. So Ksira number one and Tchina number one are very much related and connected and can't go independently. The Kabbara applied to one who applied to the other one as well. So once we have Ksira number one being brought into the fold, the Tchina of that Ksira, Tchina number one, will also be included through the concept of greater. It will be drawn and dragged into the Kabbara as well. So once again, let's just summarize. He was Mafresh a carbon for Ksira number two. What's going to happen now? Ksira number two will bring into it Ksira number one, because those two Ksiras were identical Malachas that were done by Helam Echas. Now once we bring in to the fold Ksira number one, automatically by default, Tchina She'ima, the Tchina that is the partner of Ksira number one, meaning Tchina number one, will also be included in the Kapara. However, the last remaining item, which is the Tchina number two, that will be standalone. That will remain the odd one out and cannot be included in the Kapara. Utchina shekinegda. However, the Tchina number two, which is opposite Tchina number one, Bimkoyma Medes, will stand in its place and not be included in the Kapara, because the Kapara, the carbon that applies to Ktsira number two, cannot be applied to Tchina number two. They both need independent Kaparas. They both have independent Shgagas. This is a sheet of Rava, who maintains that although Greira is taking place, dragging is happening, the Tchina number one will be dragged into the fold, but that's it, it stops there. We can't go further. We can't drag along also Tchina number two. Abaye Amar no. Tchina nami Greira's Tchina. Once we drag along Tchina number one into the Kapara, you know what's going to happen? Automatically, Tchina number one will also draw Tchina number two with it, because both those Malachis were done by Helam Echas. Therefore, they're related and inseparable. Shem Tchina Achasi. Shem Tchina, the Isser, the Malach of Tchina, is all one and the same. Both the Tchina number one and Tchina number two are the same. They're both by Helam Echas. And therefore, once we draw Tchina number one into the fold, into the Kapara, you know what's going to happen? He's going to draw with him Tchina number two, because he's related to Tchina number two. They were both done by Helam Echas. So Abaye maintains not only one greira, not only will Tchina number one be drawn in, but we're going to do a double dragging. We're also going to include Tchina number two. So in summary, if one should perform two sets of malachis, the first one was with Shigigas Shabbos, The second one, Shigigas Malachis. Now, he discovered the first set and was Mafresh a carbon. The Gemara tells us that the second set automatically gets included because Ksira number 2 is included in the Kapara of Ksira number 1. Tchina number 2 is included in the Kapara of Tchina number 1 because they were done Behelam Echas. What if he discovers Ksira number 2 and is Mafresh a carbon for that? Rava says, Ksira number 1 will be included and it will also drag along Tchina number 1. Abaye says, just as Tchina number 1 drags along with it, Tchina number 1, we're going to do a double dragging. Tchina number 1 will also drag along with it into the Kapara. We'll drag along Tchina number 2, and all will be included in the Kapara of Tchina number 2. Continues the Gemara, Umi Islay L'Rava Greira? Is that so that Rava subscribes to this Svara of dragging? V'itmar. But haven't we learned? Achal shnei zeisei chelev be'elam echad. If one was to eat two portions of chelev, two olive portions of chelev, which have the volume of an olive, which is the shear of an iser, so eats a kazayis of chelev, reshagig of course, and then proceeds to repeat that again, he eats another kazayis. So in total, he has two zeisim that he ate. V'noideloi al echad mem, al achas mem. Now he discovers that he ate kazayis number 1. V'chazar ba'achal, kazayis, be'alei m'shashen. Then he goes and repeats his mistake again. He eats another kazayis, kazayis number 3. And this is done while kazayis number 2 was still hidden from him. Meaning like this. He ate one kazayis. He ate another kazayis. With one helam. Within this one period of uninterrupted unawareness, within one lapse of awareness. Now he finds out, he discovers, you know what, I ate a kazayis. So he finds out about one kazayis. He discovers the fact that he ate that kazayis. But he's still ignorant about the second one. The second one is still hidden from him. Now, while he's in this state of halama, he's still unaware of the fact that he ate number 2, he goes out and eats number 3. Now since while he eats number 3, he's still unaware of number 2. We regard 2 and 3 as having been eaten in the same hell, in the same hiddenness, in the same lapse of awareness. So you have an interesting situation where a person ate 1, 2, and 3, where we find that 1 and 2 are actually connected. They were both done in one lapse. 2 and 3 were also done by Hel Mechad, but 1 and 3 don't connect, because by the time he ate 3, he had already known about 1. So how is he to proceed with regard to karbanis? Amara, it depends. Heavy karban al rishon. So if he decides to be a karban for the first kazayis number 1, rishon v'sheni miskafrin. This kapara will be applied to number 1, number 2, because they will both be helam echad, and they're both related and inseparable. Gimel eni miskafrin. However, kazayis number 3 will not be included in this kapara because it doesn't relate to kazayis number 1. By the time he ate number 3, he had already discovered number 1. Therefore, the kapara on number 1 can only relate to 1 and 2, which were behel mecha, but not to number 3. Alternatively, hevi karban ala shlishi. If he brings a karban on kazayis number 3, in that case, shlishi v'sheni miskafer. 3 and 2 join together, because they were behel mecha. Rishani miskafer. Number 1 is the odd man out, because he can't relate to number 3. Heavy carbon element. So if it decides to bring a carbon on number 2, this chapur kulam, in this case, all will be included in the kapara, because number 2 is in a unique position here. He is related to both sides of the coin. He's related to number 1, and he's related to number 3 as well. So the kapara related, directed at number 2, can be applied to all, to number 1 and number 3 as well. Abaye Omar, afilu heavy carbon al echad mem. This kapar kulam, Habayi maintains, there's no difference. As long as he brings a kapar on any which one of them, all of them will be included in the kapar. Why? Because Habayi holds of greira. That since, for instance, he brings a carbon on number 1, and number 2 is related to number 1, they will both be helam echad. Now once number 2 is included in the kapara, it automatically drags along number 3, since number 3 and 2 are connected and related to each other. So we apply the concept of greira of dragging, and subsequently all are included in the kapara. But apparently Rava does not agree with this concept. So how could Rava tell us earlier that we apply the concept of the Gerera? Says the Gemara, yes, initially he didn't hold of this svara. However, Basar the Shama Ma'abai, after he heard the svara from Abai Savra, he concurred with it, and he agreed with the svara to apply the concept of the Gerera. Says the Gemara, if he heard this from Abaye, Ihachi, if so, why doesn't he go all the way? Abaye holds not only a single Greira, but even Greira le Greira, even a double dragging is allowed. As Abaye told us earlier, not only do we apply a single step Greira, which would allow the first Tchina to be included, but also the second Tchina gets included. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, Tchina Nami, Tigre le Tchina. Why don't we say a Tchina number one, which in itself was drawn in through Greira, can go ahead and drag another one, Tchina number two, into the fold. Says the Gemara, Greira Isle. Don't go that far. Rava agrees with the concept of Greira, a single dragging. Greira, di Greira Lesle. He doesn't hold of this double drag. Therefore, Rava maintains, yes, Tchina number one will be included in the Kapara. That's it. Stop right there. You can't take that Greira and have it drag another item with it. So in summary, we learned about the halacha of where one eats three portions of chalav, three zesim of chalav. He eats number one, he eats number two, behelim echad, and then discovers one of them, either one of them, and realizes his mistake. So let's call it number one. He finds out that he discovers that he ate number one, and then when he's still in that position, he's still unaware of number two, he goes ahead and adds another kazayis. So in total he has three. Rava tells us, the kapara, the karban brought on the kazayis number one, can include in it, in the kapara, also kazayis number two, but not kazayis number three. Alternatively, if he brings a kapara on kazayis number three, that will cover kazayis number two as well, because they're both connected. They're both behelam echad, but will leave out kazayis number one. However, if he chooses to bring a karban on kazayis number two, that certainly will include all the kazayis, because number two is unique in the fact that he relates to all of them. He relates to one, he relates to three, and therefore the kapara includes them all. Abaye says, we employ the klal of Greira. Therefore, even if he brings a kapara on number one, just as he includes two, number two, into that kapara, since it was Be'elam Echad, by bringing over number two, it automatically drags number three as well through Greira. Since number two is related to three, if two gets included, it also brings along number three for the ride, and number three gets included in the kapara. And the Gemara concluded that after Rava heard this from Abaye, he agreed to him. Continues the Gemara. So we mentioned earlier, regarding this fellow who did two sets of malachis, Ktsira and Tchina, with Shigigas Shabbos, and then proceeded with Ktsira and Tchina of Shigigas malachis. The Gemara maintained earlier that since both sets of malachas were done behelim achas in this one uninterrupted period of shkogah, of unawareness, he only discovered after he completed both sets, we went to combine and join them together under one kapara. Now it's a chiddush here, because the shkogahs are different, are varied. The nature of the shkogah, which relates to set number one, is different than set number two. The first one is the Shogig on Shabbos. The second one is the Shogig on the Malachis. Nevertheless, we're not concerned with this disparity. We join and combine them together, and one kapara is sufficient. Because at the end of the day, they're both Shogig. So it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant of the exact nature of the Shogig is irrelevant to us. So this is something which is we established earlier. This was the opinion of Abaye and Rava. Continues the Gemara, Milsa de Pshitelu Labai V'Rava. This fact, this allowance, this ability to combine two types of shkogas together, which seems to be something obvious and pashut, simple, Tabai and Rava, that one may do so. Mi boile le Rav Zera. It's actually an uncertainty, a shaila. Mi boile Rav Zera. This is something Rav Zera posed as a question. Can that be done? De boile Rav Zera Merabasi. Rav Zera asked from Rav Asi. If Amrili, some have a different version, it was Boy Minei Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zera. So what was the question that he asked? Kotzar v'tochan, chatzi gregeris. If one did a ksira or a tchina, but only did a half a shear, a half of the volume of the dry fig, which is a half a malacha. He's not yet chai v'chatas. So he did it b'shigigat Shabbos. He was unaware of Shabbos. V'zad the malacha is, but fully aware of the nature of the malacha. So this is one form of shgaga. He was shogig about Shabbos. And then he proceeded to complete the shear. V'chazar v'kotzar v'tachan. He did either k'tziru otchina, chatzi gergeris. He did the other half of the shear, which was missing. But this one was done with a little bit of a different form of shgaga, different variation of shgaga. Bezodin Shabbos, this time he knew about Shabbos, v'shigigas malachas, but unaware about the malachas. Ma'oshit starfu. Can we join and combine these two halves together? So he did a half of a gravers of tchina with shigigas Shabbos. Can that be joined with the other half of tchina, which was a shigig of malacha? Amar lei, so Rav Asi responds, no, you can't be mitzar of them. Why? They're distinct. They have their own independent identities and natures. They have two forms of shgaga. Amar lei chalukin lechatois v'lo mitzarf. What this means is as follows. Theoretically speaking, if you would have done a complete malacha, a full shear, with being shayig on Shabbos, and then done another full shear of a gregers, being shayig on the malacha, they would require two separate chatois. They would entail two separate entities, two separate liabilities. If since they are theoretically cholik separate when it comes with regard to chatois, so too in our case, even though they're only partial malachis, he did a half with this form of shgaga, completed the other half with the other type of shgaga, veloy mitzdarf, and they cannot join together. They have their own unique identities, and therefore they can't be mitzdarf. So this indeed is in dispute, in disagreement, to Abai Verava, who said, yes, we can join together two types of shgagas. Okay, continues the Gemara. Now, Rav Asi established a rule. He gave us a formula. When two things carry their own liabilities when it comes to chatas, then even when they're only partial malachas, they can't join and combine. He says, well, is that so? Loi mitztarfi, but tanan, haven't we learned in the Mishnah? Och al chelev, v'chelev, b'elem echad, if one eats a portion of chelev, repeats that, eats another portion of chelev, b'elem echad, ein echayv al achas, he's only liable to one chatas. Because they're both the same type, they're both chelev. Och al chelev v'dom, v'noyser pigul b'elem echad, if one eats many forms of isurim, chelev and dam, noyser, which was left over from the carbon, pigul, this is a psul of a carbon. So he eats all these different types of isurim, even though it was behelim echad, it was all within this one period of unawareness. Chayiv al kol achas va'achas. A separate chayiv applies to each type of isur. They don't combine. They're different types. Zu chaymer. This indeed is a chumer stringency. B'min in hari that applies to many types of isurim. B'min echad, which does not apply to one type of isur, because the two portions of chayiv combine and only generate one chiv. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah. V'zu chomer b'min echad b'min in harver. We find a chumra which will apply to one type of isur and does not apply to many types. What is that? She'im ochal chatzi zayis. If one was to eat a half a zayis, for instance, a half a zayis of chelev, v'chazar v'ochal chatzi zayis, and then he goes and he eats another half a zayis, do these things combine? Depends. Mimi and Echad Chay, if they're both the same type, yes, they join, they combine their mitzdarf and generate a chiv chatas. Mishnei Min and Potter. But if they're two types, then they don't combine. So we see that there's a chumra that one type has over two types. So this is the Mishnah. Vavinamba. And we ask the Kash on this Mishnah. What is the Chiddush? Mimi and Echad Chay, Tzrichla Meimar? Do you need to tell me that if one wants to eat a half a gazais, completes it with adding another half a zayis, and they're both the same min that is chayiv? Certainly, tzrich lemeima. Do you need to tell me that? That's pashut. Va'amar Rish Lakish, Mishum Bartutni. And Rish Lakish, the name of Bartutni, explained, yes, there's a need, there's a chiddush in the Mishnah. Why? Hachem Ma'eskinan was speaking about a case, Chigoyin, for instance, Sha'ochloi, Bishnei Tamchuyin. He ate this iser, Bishnei Tamchuyin. Now, Tamchuyin is a certain type of pot. It means to say like this, that these halves will prepare differently. prepared at different types of dishes. One was boiled, one was roasted. Rabbi Shui, we're following the Shita of Rabbi Shui, who says, the format, the way the food is prepared, that separates it. That endows it with its own uniqueness, its own identity. And it separates it, gives it its own liability. For instance, if a person were to eat a kazayis of chalev, another kazayis of chalev, another kazayis of chalev, behelem echad. But they were all prepared differently. One was boiled, one was cooked, one was roasted. It needs to be a separate chatas for each one, because they're regarded as separate entities. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the way something is prepared influences our perspective, Mao detain, perhaps I would think, Om Rabbi Yeshua, this concept of Rabbi Yeshua will apply Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumer, whether it generates astringency, such as the case we just mentioned, or even if it generates, it results in a Kula, in a leniency. For instance, in the case of the Mishnah here, where the half of Zayis was prepared in one manner, the other half in a different manner, perhaps here too, I would say that the manner in which it's prepared, the Tamchuin, Amechalken, it separates them and they can't join and combine. We regard them as two different types. And therefore, it's Potter? Perhaps. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah needs to teach us, no. The Lekula Layomar, this concept, Rabbi Shua, the Tamchuin, Amechalken, he didn't say it when it results in a leniency. As the Ran explained, since there are two halves of a shear, it's a half of kazayis prepared one way, the other half the other way. A half a shear, a half a kazayis is not significant enough to have its own independence, and therefore they join together regardless of how they were prepared. The lekula le'amar, this is not applied lekula, only lechumra ka'amar. Rabbi Shua's halacha is only applied lechumra. He only said it when it results in astringency. So this indeed is the Pshat now, Mishnah. The Mishnah which tells us that a half a kazayis is mitzarif with another half a kazayis, even though they're min echad. What we mean to say is, yes, they're one type, they're both chalev, but nevertheless prepared differently. Nevertheless, afal b'kein, the Mishnah says, yes, he is chayiv, they join together, even though they were prepared differently, because we don't apply this concept when it results in a leniency. Okay, so this is a Pshat now mission. Now going back to our kasha, it was Rav Zeira who challenged Rav Asi. Says Rav Zeira, "Va'ahacha the chalukin lechatois." In this case, when the food was prepared differently, the chalukin lechatois, they were separated regarding liabilities. Meaning, if suppose each one was a full kazayis, we have a kazayis chelev which was prepared in one manner, it was roasted. We have another kazayis prepared differently, it was cooked, boiled. Certainly, Rabbi Shua would tell us, Tamchuin amachalken, we separate them, we regard them as their own separate, unique items, independent liabilities. Each one has its own chiv. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us, v'kamet starfi, they can join together. If only a half is present, if you only have a partial shear, half a gazayis of this type of chiv, it can join together with the other half. So we see a contradiction to your principle, to your formula. You maintain that when we have things that carry their own liabilities, they can never join together. Amar Lei. So Rav Zeira responded, Mar, referring back to Rav Asi, Mar, Master, Areisha Masni Lo V'Kashale. You know why you have this kasha? Because you applied Reish Lakish's interpretation, this whole interpretation about Tamchuin Mechalkin, on the first halacha. The Mishnah had a halacha of a Chatzi Zayis. Can it join with another Chatzi Zayis? The Mishnah told us, well, it depends. If it's Min Echad, yes. If it's Shnei Minim, it's Pater. So you applied this interpretation to the first halacha of Min Echad. And you said, well, Min Echad means, yes, it's the same type. They're both Chelev, but prepared, nevertheless prepared differently. And the Mishnah still tells us, they are Mitzdarev and Yitzchayev. And therefore, V'Kashile, you have this Kasha. How can they be Mitzdarev? They both carry their own liability. They're both distinct and separate, since they were prepared differently. Anan, us, we, Aseifa Masnila. This is again Rav Zeira speaking, he's saying, we apply the interpretation of Rav Ish Lakish to the last halacha, V'loi Kashilan. And therefore, this does not result in a Kasha. We didn't have a Kasha. What does he mean to say? The Mishnah concludes by saying, Mishnei Minin Potter. So a half a Zayas is not Mitztarif to another half a Zayas if they are Shnei Minim. They're two different types. We have a kasha. Do You need to tell me that a half a zayis of one type of iser is not mistar to another half a zayis of a different type of iser. Why would I think they connect and combine? On this, Rish Lakish came and interpreted in the name of Bartutni. When the Mishnah concludes and says, Mishnei Minim, he is Potter, certainly we're speaking about, it is actually one type of Isser. Vamai Kurli Shnei Minim, why then does the Mishnah refer to them as Shnei Minim? Sh'och le Mishnei Tam Chuyin, because they were prepared differently. Rabbi Shuhi. And we're going according to the Shita of Rishua, the Amar Tamchuin Mechalkin. The way food is prepared, it influences, it changes our perspective. And therefore, perhaps, and therefore in our case, since these two portions of Chelev were prepared differently, they don't combine. V'kamashmal, and indeed the Mishnah informs us, the Amar Rishua ben Luku ben Chum. That Rishua applies his klal, his principle, his rule of tamchuin mechalkin, that we're meant to focus on the way something is prepared. This is applied whether it results in a kula or a chumra. And our Mishnah results in a kula. These two halves, since they were prepared differently, we separate them, we can't combine them. So although they're really the same type, they're both, for instance, fat, they're chalif. Nevertheless, since they were prepared in different manners, we don't combine them in the name of starf. So indeed, says Rav Zera, this Mishnah is actually not a kasha on me. This Mishnah is telling us, yes, that two items which are prepared differently can never be combined. So this is not a stira, it's not a kasha to my principle. I also maintain that when two items carry their own liability, if, for instance, he would have eaten a full kazayas of one type and a full kazayas of the other type, since they were prepared differently, they don't combine. Each one needs its own chatas. Therefore, even when we have a half and half, they can't be mitzvah, they can't combine. Says the Gemara, we have one more thing we need to elaborate on. Mid the seifa min echad ushnei tamchuin. Now, based on this approach, the fact is that the last part of the mission, the seifa, which says shnei min in potter, we just interpreted to mean, really it's min echad, they're both the same type, they're both chalif. But why do we regard them as shnei minim? Because they were prepared differently. So the fact that the seifa, which says shnei minim potter, is speaking about one min and two tamchuyin, mechlal, apparently, the reisha, when the reisha says that he is chayav, the reisha says that two halves of kazesim combine if they are min echad. Apparently, why do they combine? Because it is not only min echad, not only one type of food, not only they're both chalif, min echad v'tam chayechad, they're both prepared identically. And therefore, they do combine, because otherwise, you cannot be mitznarif. Says the Gemara, do you need to tell me that we have two halves of a kazayis, of chalif, they're both chalif, they're both prepared the same way. Min echad v'tam chayechad, tzricha l'meima, do you need to tell me that they combine and he is chayif? What is the chiddush here? Amar Rav Huna, hach my skinan. You know what we're speaking about? Kigon shehoisu lo yediyah ben taim. He had a yediyah. He was notified. He became aware. He discovered that he had eaten that half a kazayis. So this yediyah interjected. It came in between the two halves. He ate half. He discovered his maisa, and he proceeded afterwards with the second half. V'ram namlil. We're following Shitzur Ram Gliel holds the Omer Ein Yediyah L'chatzi Shir. That knowledge of merely a half a share does not constitute the halach of Yediyah. Now we know that Yediyah is Mechalik, meaning that the fact that a person can bring one carbon for two acts of eating two Maise Achila, that is only because they were both Behelem Echad. As the mission told us, if he eats a Kazayis of Chilif and proceeds with another Kazayis, but they were both Behelem Echad, they both took place within this one period of unawareness, then one carbon suffices. But if in between he had a yediyah, he discovered the fact that he ate the first kazayis, the yediyah is mechalik. It separates them. In this case, he can't join them together. He needs to bring a separate carbon for each achila. In our case, says the Gemara, he ate merely a half a kazayis and then discovered what he did. And then afterwards proceeded with the second one. In this case, the Mishnah tells us a chiddush. The yediyah, which is merely related to a half a shear, that is not considered to be a yediyah. A yediyah is only a yediyah, a knowledge, a discovery, which brings a person to an awareness that he did a full aver and he's being a chatas. But this yediyah of a half a shir is not significant and cannot interject, and cannot separate the two halves. And therefore they can join and combine to bring, to be mechayiv and trigger him to be liable for a chatas. So in summary, we have this Mishnah, which teaches us regarding a case of 1/8, a half a kazayis. And then repeated that. He did another half a kazayis. He did a behelam echad. Within one lapse of awareness, Rashi says it was bichtei achilas pras. Mishnah tells us, if both halves are min echad yischai, if they join, the Gemara tells us, what does min echad mean? They were both the same type, and also prepared in the same way. The chiddush is, even though he had a yediyah in the middle, we don't say the yediyah l'chatzi shir separates the two halves. The Mishnah concludes that if both halves were mishnei minim, he's potter, they don't combine. The Gemara explains, it actually means that they're both the same type, but they were prepared differently, mishnei tamchuyin. And the chiddush here is that this concept of reckoning with the manner in which the food was prepared can be applied even if this results in a kula, in a leniency, such as in this case. Continues the Gemara, Itzma, we learned, Ochal shnei zeisei chelev, behelam echad. If one eats two zeisim of chelev, he eats a portion of chelev the size of a zayis, eats another portion of chelev, behelam echad, within one lapse of awareness, within one uninterrupted period of unawareness, v'noidu le'al rishon, then he discovers the first achila, v'chaza v'noidu le'al sheni, and only after that does he discover the second achila. Rav Yochanan Amar Chayiv Shtayim. He needs to bring two separate karbanis, one carbon, one chatas for the first achila, which was separated from the second achila by virtue of the yediyah, the fact that he became aware of the first achila prior to discovering the second achila. That sets it apart. That establishes it as its own entity. It gives it its own liability. As Rashi explains later on the fine base, the knowledge, the awareness, is regarded as though it's setting the atonement, the kapara, in motion. Because the awareness brings about the kapara, it's part of the kapara already. So therefore, it's too late. He can't include the second kazayis into the carbon which is applied to the first kazayis. Therefore, it needs to bring two separate karbonis. Once again, Rav Yochanan maintains that since he had a yediyah, a knowledge, an awareness of the first kazayis, that establishes as an entity on its own, and afterwards, when he discovers the second kazayis, it can't be included in the same kapara. He only brings one carbon for both, since they were behelam echad, they were eaten together in one lapse of awareness. Continues the Gemara, what is the source? What is the psukim? Rav Yochanan Amar Chayav, he needs to bring two separate ones, al chatosa vehevi. The pasuk says he brings a carbon, al chatosoi, it's a singular term, on each avera, a separate chatos. V'rishlokish Amar Potter, one is enough, me chatosa v'nislach loi, which implies that even if he only brings a carbon on partial, mechatosai, meaning that the carbon here, which relates somewhat to the first achila, can also be applied to the second achila. It's sufficient to bring one carbon on both. Says the one very shlokish, haksiv al chatosai v'hevi. What is the shlokish going to do with the pasuk of Yochanan, which implies that a separate carbon is needed? Hahu lacha kapara. That pasuk is speaking about a case where he only discovered the second achili after he already brought, he offered the first carbon after the atonement. Certainly, at that point in time, it's too late to include the second one. It needs to be a separate carbon for that. Rav Yochanan Nami, according to Rav Yochanan as well, what is he going to do with the pasuk of Rosh Lakish? Haksiv mechatosev nislach loi, which implies that he can include more than just one in the carbon. Hachav ma'eskinan. This pasuk is referring to this case. Kigoyin, for instance, she'ochal kazayis omechsa. If one ate 1.5 kazeisim of chelev, v'noyde loyal kazayis, then he discovered the fact that he ate one, but he's still unaware and ignorant of the fact that he had an additional half. So that half is still behelim, it's still hidden from him. V'chozar v'ochal kechadzi zayis achar. Then he goes and proceeds to eat another half of kazayis, be'elemo shel sheni. So this second half combines with the first half because they were both behelam echad. He ate the second half while he was still unaware of the first half. This first half was still hidden from him. Perhaps. I will say in this case, once again, what happened was he ate a kezayis and a half. And he discovered one kezayis. He had a idea about one kezayis. And he left out the half. He went ahead and added another half. Perhaps I would say that since the first half was not included in the idea, it was still hidden from him. He was still unaware of that first half, perhaps. It's not included in the first idea, in the first kapara. It's standing alone. And it can go ahead and combine with the second half and generate a new chi of chatos. Mao the table it's star for. Perhaps I would say they join together the two halves. Kamash Malon, the pasuk tells us no, there's no need to bring another carbon. Why? Explains Rashi. Because although his idea did not encompass the half, he only knew about the kezayis. He was still unaware of the half. Says Rashi, a half a kezayis? That doesn't need a yediyah for kapara. It's less than a shir. It's automatically included in the first yediyah of the first kezayis, in the first kapara. And therefore, it's included in the kapara and cannot go ahead and join with another half to generate a chiyuv chatas. So this is learned from this pasuk, mechatasei v'nisnach loy, that the kapara on the first kezayis will also include within it the half. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. We have this machlekes, this disagreement between Rav Yochanan and Shlokesh. But what exactly is the context of this machlekes? The Isser of Chelev actually involves four steps. There's the Achila, there's the idea, the discovery that he ate, there's the Hafrasha, designating a carbon for the Chatas, and then finally the Kapar, the atonement, the offering of the carbon, the Akrava. So at which point in time are Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokesh having their disagreement? When did he find out about the second kezayis? This fellow ate a kezayis, he ate another kezayis, behelam echad, and then he discovered the fact that he had that first kezayis, and only later did he discover the second kezayis as well. Now when did the second discovery come about? Did it happen before he actually designated, set aside a carbon for the first chalif? And in that case, there was merely a yediyah that took place. It was not a frasha yet. He merely had a knowledge and awareness regarding the first chila. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yechon tells us, the yediyah is machalik. The fact that he had that yediyah, that separates things. Ubaha pligi. And this is the machalikas. The Marasav of Yechon holds, Yediyah is Machalkis. Merely the idea itself is already affecting that separation. Marasav Afrosh is Machalkis. Rosh Lakish says, no, Yediyah on its own, that's sufficient to separate things. As long as it's merely a Yediyah, he can go ahead and bring over the second Chalev as well. They can combine and join into one Afrosh, one Kapur. Umarasav Rosh Lakish holds Hafrosh is Machalkis. Until he actually designates a carbon for the first kezayis, there's no problem joining the second kezayis. It is only Hafrosh which is Machalik. Meaning, if he would have not only been aware of the first kezayis, but actually went ahead and took a behema and designated for the chatas for the first chalev, in that case Rosh Lakish would agree that the Hafrosh is already going a step too far, that has already established the first kezayis as its own entity, with its own liability, and he cannot anymore combine the second kezayis into that kapur. Avolach hafrosha, moidi l'Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Once he's mafresh a carbon for the first kezayis, Rosh Lakish agrees that it's too late. Moidi l'Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, the chayish time, they need to bring two karbonos. Oidilma, or perhaps, the yisiyadali l'ach hafrosha pligi. The machlokes is not by merely yediyos. Rather, the machlokes is in a case where he discovered the second chalev after he was ready mafresh a carbon for the first chalev. Uba pligi, and this is the machlokes. Mar sav afrosh is machlokes. Rav Yochanan holds that being mafresh a carbon that separates. Umar sav kapara is machlokes. Afrosh is not sufficient to separate, to create its own liability until he's actually mechaper, until he's actually makir that carbon. Until that point, he can still bring over the second kezayis and include it in the kapur. Avo koidem hafrosha. But what about before hafrosha? There's a merely a idea, an awareness of the first kazayis. And in that case, Rabbi Yechon certainly would agree to Rav Shlokish. Then a chayv ala achas. He's only chayv one. He merely had a idea. That's okay. He can still bring over the second chaylev and include it in the kapara. So far we have two options. The machlekes will apply to yediyah. Yediyah is machalkes or not. Or, alternatively, does it apply to hafrashes? And the shaila is whether hafrashes are machalkes or not. Oidilmo, perhaps, bein bezu, bein bezu machlekes. The machlekes actually is applied to both cases. That whether there was a yediyah in between or hafrash in between, Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokish maintain their respective opinions. Amalei. So Rav Ashi responds to Ravina Mistaver, it's logical to say, yes, bein bezu machlekes. In both cases is machlekes. So whether there was a idea, an awareness that interjected between the two things, or even a hafrasha, in both cases, Rabbi Yechon maintains two kabbalas are needed, according to Rish Lakish, one is sufficient. So he says, why? How do I know that indeed the machlekes applies in both contexts? The isak gadaitach koyed mafrasha pligi. Because if you will venture to say that the machlekes is strictly, squarely, when he discovered the second chaylev before hafrasha, meaning there was only a yediyah. He only discovered, he became aware of the first chaylev. And in that case, there's a machlekes. Aval achar hafrasha. But if once he went a step further and he was ready, mafrasha karvan, moideli reshlokish Rabbi Yochanan, the chayv shtayim. In that case, reshlokish agrees Rabbi Yochanan, that has gone too far. The hafrasha is certainly machalek, and you need a separate karvan for the second chaylev. If that's the case, then the Gemara, the previous discussion of the Gemara, won't really work. Why? Because if we recall, we had the two psukim. We have Rav Yochanan's pasuk, Rav Shlokish's pasuk. And the Gemara wanted to know what is Rav Yochanan going to do with Rav Shlokish's pasuk? What's Rav Shlokish going to do with Rav Yochanan's pasuk? And the Gemara told us that you know what Rav Shlokish is going to do with the pasuk of Rav Yochanan, which tells us that separate kabbarnas are required. Speaking about Lacha Kapara, he only discovered the second Chalif after he already brought the Kapara on the first Chalif. In that case, certainly, he needs to bring a second separate carbon. Says Rav Ashi to Ravina, I'm going to prove to you from this Gemara that apparently the Machlekes between Rav and Shlokish is applicable to both, to Yediyahs and to Afrashis. Why? Because if you say that the Machlekes only applies to Yediyahs, but once there's a hafrasha, Rav Shlokish agrees. So ad mukim le kra lacha kapara. Why did the Gemara need to establish the pasuk? Meaning the pasuk of Rav Yochanan, which tells us that two chatois are required. Rav Shlokish says, you know what the pasuk is speaking about? After you already bought the kapara, why do you need to wait for acha kapara? Look me lacha hafrasha. If you tell me that Rav Shlokish agrees to Rav Yochanan that once he's been mafresh the carbon, it's too late. So why can't he simply establish the pasuk to be speaking about lacha hafrasha? Why did he need to say that you know what the pasuk is speaking about? The pasuk that requires two chatois, it's speaking lacha kapara. He's already brought the carbon on the first chaylev. He can simply say it's speaking lacha hafrasha if he agrees to Rav Yochanan in that case. So apparently, they disagree even lacha hafrasha, even once he's already designated the carbon prior to having discovered the second chaylev. Even in that case, there's a machlekes, and Rish Lakish maintains that the second chaylev can still be included in the first carbon. So I prove from here that the machlekes pertains even to hafrasha. Now I'm going to prove that the machlekes pertains to yediyahs as well. Vi achar hafrasha pligi. Now, if you say, well, okay, I've proven to you that the machlekes pertains to achar hafrasha. Aval koydim hafrasha, moedil Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. However, that's strictly because he was mafresh. But if it was prior to hafrasha, if he only had a discovery, a idea about the first chaylev, and then afterwards discovered the second chaylev, it was koyd hafrasha. In that case, Rav Yochanan would agree to Rish Lakish. Then chayv al achas, because machlekes is only by hafrasha, but not by idea. If that's so, I'm going to disprove that as well. Because the Gemara previously established that according to Rav Yochanan, what is he going to do with the pasuk of Rish Lakish, which implies that the same carbon could be used for more than one thing. The Gemara said, well, Rabbi Yochanan establishes that pasuk to refer to a case of 1.5 kezeisim, as we discussed earlier. Why does the Gemara need to come out to that example? Why does the Gemara need to establish the pasuk by this case of kezeisim mechsa? Look, me koidim afrasha. Now, if you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rish Lakish that koidim afrasha, the carbon can be applied to both kezeisim, both achilas, because it's merely a yediyah that was discovered, it was merely an awareness, it wasn't an afrash yet. Rechon agrees that a yediyah is not mechalik, if that's the case. Why didn't the Gemara simply say that is how Rabbi Yochanan learns the pasuk of Rish Lakish? It is speaking about that there was merely a yediyah, and in that case, certainly the carbon applies to all equally. So this is a riot, this is a proof that there's a mechalik even by yediyah. Rechon disagrees even by yediyah, even if he merely has an awareness of the first chalev. It's too late, it's already mechalik. He needs to bring a separate carbon. So in summary, Rav Ashi proves from the previous Gemara, from the previous discussion, from the way we arrange those psukim, that the machlekes, you know, Yochanan Rish Lakish, pertains to both scenarios, to Yediyah and to Afrasha. Says the Gemara, V'duma, Sfukim Mesapkele. You know what? It's not for sure, it's not definite. Perhaps the Gemara also had the same uncertainty, was unsure of how to peg the machlekes, how to apply the machlekes, whether machlokes is by yediyah or by afrasha. The Gemara was unsure. V'imtim tzalei mekamer. The Gemara was taking all the options into consideration. Imtim tzalei, if you would want to say, meaning if you would suggest, let's take this possibility, that koidim afrasha pligi, that koidim afrasha pligi ba, that the machlokes is, even before afrasha, merely knowledge, merely awareness, already forms the basis of the machlokes between Rav Yochanan, who requires a chatas for each chalef, and Rish Lakish, who disagrees. If you're going to propose that, we're not sure, but if so, Rav Yochanan, heche muki leik lekra. If so, if that's the case, Rav Yochanan disagrees even by yediyah, he requires separate karbanos. How is he going to establish, interpret the pasuk of Rish Lakish, which tells us that one karban is sufficient? Apparently, because I said mechza, we have only one option that applies to the scenario of the one half kezeisim. At the same token, if you propose and say that the machlokes is achar afrasha, that after he set aside that carbon, that's where the machlokes applies, Rish Lakish says it's okay, it's not too late, he could still include the second chalev. Rechon says afrasha, that's too late, he's already established the first chalev as its own liability, and therefore he cannot include anything into that. If you say that is the machlekes, meaning we're unsure, we're just taking the extreme possibilities, we're covering all aspects. If you say this, then we'll have to say that. Now, if you say that the machlekes is by l'achar afrasha, and if so, Rish Lakish holds that even after afrasha, it's not too late. He can include everything in the same carbon. If so, Rish Lakish, heichi mukalei l'kra. How is Rish Lakish going to adopt and interpret the pasuk of Yochanan, which seems to tell us that a separate carbon is required for each? V'lacha kapara, very simple. It already happened. There was already a kapara. This pasuk pertains to a case where he already brought the carbon for the first chalev. In that case, certainly it's too late to include the second chalev. So Rashi, who said, you know what, I'm going to prove from the Gemara, from the previous Gemara, that evidently the machlekes between Yochanan and Shlakish applies to both contexts, to both scenarios, to yediyah as well as to afrasha, and he proved it from that Gemara. The Gemara responded by saying, no, there's no raya from that Gemara. There's nothing definite here. The Gemara perhaps was just covering all the bases and addressing all possibilities, but nevertheless was still uncertain as to when exactly the machlekes took place, to when exactly we meant to apply the machlekes in Rechon Shlakish. Is it with regard to yediyah, whether or not yediyah is machalik, or with regard to afrasha, whether or not afrasha is machalik? So in summary, we learned the halacha of one who eats two zeisei chalev behelem echad with one lapse, according to Rav Yochanan, two kabanas are required, according to Rish Lakish, one is required. Rav Ashi told us that the machlekes is applicable in both cases, whether there is a yediyah in between. Rav Yochanan holds a yediyah is machalik, therefore two kabanas are required. Rish Lakish says, no, it's not machalik. Or whether there is a hafrasha that took place, he already designated a carbon, according to Rav Yochanan, the fact that he designated that carbon prior to becoming aware and discovering the second achila, that separates the two. Because of Shlokish, even in that case, one carbon is sufficient. Rabbi Yochanan bases his opinion on the pasuk of Al-Chatasai, which means that one carbon per Avera. According to Rish Lakish, we learn from Mechatasai and Islachlai that one carbon could apply to all. The Gemara concluded that all agree that if it's already after the Kapara, he only discovered that the second Chalev after he already brought the first carbon, all agree two carbonas are in place. Even according to Rish Lakish, and this is learned from the pasuk Al-Chatasai according to Rish Lakish. So he uses the pasuk of Al-Chatasai for this case. The Gemara told us that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of a Kezayis or Mechza, one carbon is sufficient, the half gets included in the Kezayis. And even according to him, one is enough, one carbon is enough. And this is learned from the pasuk of Mechatasai v'nislachlai. Okay, time for a brief chazar of today's daf. We began with the halacha of one who does ktsira and tchina. He has two sets. One ktsira and tchina was done with the shkogah of Shabbos. The second set of ktsira and tchina was done with the shogeg of melacha. Now, he discovered the first set of melachas and he designated a carbon. The Gemara tells us all are included in that carbon. What if he discovered the second tzira and designated a carbon for that? According to Rava, you know what's included? The first and second melachas, the tzira and tchina of the first set. According to Abaye, even the tchina of the second set also gets included. We apply the concept of greira the greira. The Gemara discussed the case where he ate a half a kezayis and ate another half a kezayis behelam echad. The Mishnah tells us that if they're both min echad, then he's chayiv. The Gemara told us min echad means they were prepared the same way. And even if he had a yediya, he discovered in between the two halves, that doesn't interrupt them, and they still can combine. However, if they're shnei minim, he's potter. What does shnei minim mean? They were prepared in different manners. That is sufficient to separate them and not to allow them to combine to even starve. The Gemara concluded with the machlekes to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in a case where a person ate two kezesim and there was something that happened in between, either a yediyah, he discovered the first kezayis prior to discovering the second one, or a half rasha, he was actually mafresh a carbon for the first kezayis prior to discovering the second kezayis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, two karbanas are required according to Rish Lakish, one is sufficient. The Gemara concluded that after kapara, even Rish Lakish will agree a second carbon is required. In the case of a kezayis or mechza, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that one carbon is sufficient.